This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Josh Waltzman, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Waltzman Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, located in Long Beach, California. He is here with us to speak about the non-invasive body contouring phenom, Cool Sculpting. Dr. Waltzman, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you out. Thanks for your time. So tell us, Dr. Waltzman, what is Cool Sculpting and how does it work?
So Cool Sculpting is a fat freezing procedure that works to target isolated areas on the body that are resistant to diet and exercise alone. It's really the number one method that's available right now for non-surgical fat reduction that uses cooling to eliminate stubborn fat.
And what makes Cool Sculpting different from other body contouring procedures such as liposuction or tummy tuck?
Well, Cool Sculpting is unique in that it's a no surgery, no needles, no downtime type of procedure that can be done in the office with literally no anesthesia. It's extremely comfortable. It works on targeted areas, like I said, and it works to freeze approximately 20 to 25% of the fat cells in a given treatment. And then over the following 3 months, those fat cells will be naturally eliminated from the body permanently. And like I said, it is permanent. Liposuction is also a permanent treatment for fat reduction, but liposuction does so through suction of the fat cells, whereas Cool Sculpting does it through freezing. Liposuction is also a surgical procedure that is invasive, although they are small little access points. It's still an invasive procedure. Liposuction oftentimes requires the use of anesthesia. Oftentimes that is general anesthesia. And so that's one of the differences with liposuction. Differences to a tummy tuck, Cool Sculpting is very different than a tummy tuck. So a tummy tuck is a surgical procedure that requires anesthesia that works to contour the front of the abdomen and works not only to remove the skin of the lower abdomen and some of the fat, but also it also plicates and tightens the stomach muscles. Cool Sculpting is different in that it acts on more of the superficial fat, what we like to call in my office the pinchable fat. And if you can squeeze it, then you can probably freeze it. And that's the best type of fat for Cool Sculpting.
And a great explanation. Thanks for that. Now, what could one expect from a Cool Sculpting procedure? Is there preparation or aftercare required?
Great question. So what most people can expect from Cool Sculpting when they arrive to our office, they're greeted by our staff. We bring them into our Cool Sculpting room. We go over the consent form, which explains the risks and benefits of Cool Sculpting. We take some pre-procedure photos, which are very important for documenting your progress as you go through your treatments. We also take their weight. Your weight is a very important aspect to any body contouring procedure, but specifically non-invasive ones like Cool Sculpting. We like to make sure that our patients stay within a 5 pound plus minus weight range during their treatment sessions. That's important because if a patient gains more than about 5 pounds from start to finish, it gets very difficult to assess true results. Obviously, if a patient's exercising and eating right and they're losing weight on top of the results from Cool Sculpting, it can only benefit. So we're very diligent about taking the weights of the patients. After that, we perform our markings, which are important to placement of the Cool Sculpting applicators, and then we hook our patients up. It's a very comfortable procedure. We offer drinks and refreshments and snacks to our patients during their procedure. We have Netflix available so they can relax and watch some movies. Some patients choose to bring in their laptop and continue working as a home office setup, which we can provide. There's Wi-Fi capabilities. Some patients actually choose to take a nap. I know when I did my Cool Sculpting in the office, I actually took a nap for a little while. It was one of the few moments that I get in my day to actually have some downtime, so I took advantage of that. And then after the procedure, patients go home. They can actually, if they wish, go to the gym the very same day. There's no restrictions on any activities. So there literally is no downtime. The most common thing that we hear from patients afterwards is that the area might be a little bit, could be a little bit tender, or maybe a little bit numb or tingly. The numbness and tingling is actually probably the most common thing that we see after CoolSculpting, and that resolves in a matter of days to several weeks. But there is always full resolution of any numbness or tingling to the area. It just comes from the nerves being a little bit irritated by the cold. As far as aftercare, I think some patients do benefit from some mild compression, although I don't require that for any of my patients, but some do feel that some compression over the area is beneficial. Otherwise, there literally is nothing that the patient has to do. They just enjoy living a healthy diet and a regular amount of exercise to live a healthy lifestyle, and that's all they have to do.
Certainly a lot of positives and a great place, it sounds like, to get the job done. Today we are speaking with Dr. Josh Waltzman, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Waltzman Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, located in Long Beach, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Waltzman, are there any known side effects or complications that are common?
Sure. So as with any procedure, whether it's non-invasive or invasive, there are definitely side effects and complications which should be discussed with every patient beforehand. So like I mentioned, I think one of the most common side effects that patients experience, and I know when I did mine, I definitely had some of this as well, is a little bit of numbness or tingling over the area. This, like I said, comes from the nerves being irritated by the cold temperatures. However, it is temporary. Some patients say it only lasts for a matter of a day or to a few days, and other patients have said that it lasted several weeks, but it does always return to normal. I know, like, when I did mine, I treated my chin, the fat beneath my chin, and the first time I treated it, I had a little bit of numbness in the area for almost 6 weeks. But it definitely all came back, and I love the results that I got after my treatment. As far as other side effects, I would say some patients may experience a little bit of redness to the area. That usually resolves in about 10 minutes, and that's mostly being just due to the cold temperatures applied to the skin. Some patients will say there might be some mild swelling, if anything, but that also resolves within the first day. Other than that, those are the most common side effects that we see. As far as complications, some patients I hear are concerned about the amount of cold being applied to the area and are worried about frostbite. I'm very happy to talk to those patients and alleviate their concerns because the CoolSculpting machine has many fail safes built into it. There are temperature probes, hundreds and hundreds of temperature probes built into the applicators. And as soon as one of those temperature probes senses that there's a drop in temperature that might be too low for the skin, the entire machine turns off and alerts us that there was a drop in temperature that was unsafe potentially. And so there's many fail safes built in. There's also a skin protectant pad that we put over the skin that helps regulate temperature and make sure that nothing gets too cold. So that would be one potential complication that I have never seen due to just careful placement of the pads and also the inherent safety of the device. There is one other complication that patients oftentimes come in and talk about that they may have seen on the internet, which I think is worth mentioning, although be it a very rare complication. And it's a condition where initially the patients may see some results, and then there actually ends up being some additional fat growth in that area. This is a very, very rare complication of CoolSculpting, which is currently under investigation by the company. And so, fortunately, the rate is something like 0.001% chance of this happening, which is astronomically low. Nonetheless, I'm happy to talk to patients about it and let them know that if this were to happen to them, that the treatment to fix that is some liposuction, and the company, if that's in fact what it turns out to be, the CoolSculpting company does pay for all of the fees associated with that procedure to be done. And it can effectively be treated with that. So that's probably the number one thing that patients would ask about if they've done some research and reading online. But fortunately, it's exceedingly rare.
Most helpful information, and thanks for thoroughly responding to that question. Lastly, how long does it take to see results, and how long do these results last?
Yes. So the results from CoolSculpting are a slow and natural process, and that's really important for patients to understand. We do the treatment, and then I see all patients back 6 weeks later, as a midpoint checkup. I think that some patients will see a result at 6 weeks, which is fantastic, but some patients will not, and that's okay. Like I said, it's a slow and natural process as those fat cells that are crystallized are broken down and absorbed by the body. I see patients then back after the six-week follow-up for their three-month follow-up. At 3 months, I believe that the results that you see from CoolSculpting are finalized. I don't think there's many changes that patients will see after about 3 months. And those results that patients see at 3 months, they can expect about a 20 to 25% improvement in a given area for each treatment that's done, which is pretty significant if you think about it, for a procedure that doesn't involve any surgery, no needles, and no downtime. And these results are permanent. The fat, that's what's wonderful. The fat cells that are destroyed with CoolSculpting are permanently destroyed. They do not grow back. The number of fat cells that we have in our bodies is set from about the time we're a teenager, and we don't gain any more or any less fat cells. They just get bigger or smaller depending on if we gain weight or lose weight. So patients ask me often, what happens if I gain some weight? Will it come back in a different spot of my body? And the answer is no. Your body still wants to put fat in a certain area of your body. What will happen is the fat cells that are remaining in that portion of the body will just enlarge. And if you lose weight, those fat cells will get smaller. But to summarize, yes, the results are permanent given that you maintain a stable weight.
Well, Dr. Walsman, we can't thank you enough for sharing all this information with us covering CoolSculpting. Where can listeners get further details online on your practice there in Long Beach, California?
That would be on our main website, which is www.waltzmanplasticsurgery.com.
Again, Dr. Walsman, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
We have been speaking with Dr. Josh Walsman, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Walsman Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, located in Long Beach, California. And for further details and to learn more, visit waltzmanplasticsurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.